This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
All right, we are live in the midst. Is with me right now.
How you doing? This is Gary Lee, the lead singer for In the Midst and guitar player. How you doing?
I'm good. Everything's other than me not actually having your tracks for today's show. It's okay, though. I'll get them. They'll go into rotation, and you'll just have to come back. That's all. But that'll be like next month, so, because I got booked up for May so fast, my head literally was like Linda Blair. It's fun. It was just, one minute it was empty, the next it was just full. I was like, wow, okay, it's full.
Yeah, summertime is here.
Yeah. So what are you guys doing?
Radio shows this week alone.
What are you going to do after this interview? Where are you going to go?
After this interview, I'm going to go home.
Oh. I see. So where are you right now?
Right now I'm in Carlsbad, California.
What are you doing there?
I'm doing some work. I'm also a carpenter too, so we rehab apartments and fix them all up and rock out at night. That's just how I do it.
So you're calling from work?
I'm calling from an empty apartment right now, yeah. It's pretty cool. It's all nice now. Huh.
See?
Perfect place to set up our gear and start jamming. That's always fun.
Yeah. You could do that. Just make a phone call after you get off the phone with me. Tell them to bring everything. And it's done.
Right?
I mean, who's stopping you guys from actually jamming? You're already in there. So you just have
we're
to open.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to open the door and they can come in. So. Free jam space, man. Nobody will ever know. Except for the world. But, I mean, they'll never really, really, really know. Right?
Right.
Sorry, Rick. He's all prepping for the Vince Neil after party that he's playing at tonight.
Nice.
Yes. He's excited.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I'm terrified. I myself am completely horrified by what's going to happen and all this, because his band members are like starting to arrive now. So his band members are starting to come now to get equipment loaded and stuff, so this whole time is going
to
be chaotic.
We loaded up the truck, you could have some live files. So what happened? You got an NWA file set instead of MP3?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Well, anybody can go over to www.reverbnation.com/inthemidst777 and pick up any free MP3 downloads they want right now.
True enough.
It all up. It's all free to go.
Yeah. They can go there and get those. I just needed them sent an email so I have record. And that was why. And I don't know why they came WMA files. I wasn't sure. But those don't work in the stupid program.
Right.
Because it's just a stupid program that's set up to work with just MP3s, which really sucks because I know it takes down quality and all kinds of stuff, you know. Like, if it just played the original WAV file, you know, or what it was mixed into, you know what I mean?
Yeah, those would be straight right out of the studio if they're in the WMAs.
Yeah, but unfortunately it just allows MP3 format, and it's not as great a quality. Well, being a musician, you know, I mean, I just know the musicians wish that you got the best quality, but it's internet radio. I can't fix it. Maybe one day they'll make a program that'll be more functional. But so far, I haven't seen it. And the others, like, usually aren't doing live shows. Like, this is a live show. This is, like, we're live. This is not pre-recorded. It's not, you know, us talking.
It's the real deal, y'all.
Yeah. You know, like, that's the scary part. Because there's no going back now. We've started this. So where are you going to take me? I know I didn't get the songs, but you can tell me about them.
Well, something more was written while I was locked up in prison for doing 15 years. I've been in and out of prison all my life. I mean, I was a dope fiend and a maniac. I used to drive like a maniac and do drugs like it was the last thing on earth, and then something stopped working for me. So I wanted something more in my life. You know, the drugs weren't working, the sex, the drugs, the alcohol, none of it was working. I was just leaving an empty hole. And that song number 2 on our CD is called Something More, and that's me crying out to God. If he was real, if you're out there, you know, and you can hear me, forgive me, come into my life, you know, help me change. I'm sick and tired of being 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 sick and tired. And I just started writing when I was locked up, and I do believe that was when God came into my life and helped me turn my whole life around. And I haven't touched a drug or a drink in over almost 7 years now, thanks to that. And God's taken us some pretty cool places. And that's why I wrote about that song, Something More. And hopefully you can hear it sometimes. Just me crying out, you know, and a good tune. And then if you skip down on the CD, you'll come across Wayward Heart. We won Rock Single of the Year at the LA Music Awards with that one in 2011. And,
wow.
That song's been taking off pretty good. We're gonna play it on the 17th up in Sun Valley in Burbank. We're gonna go try to help a bunch of at-risk high school kids and just go out there and rock that award-winning song and try to talk to them, you know, about changing their lives around, you know, not run down the same stupid roads we did.
Aww.
That's a little bit about a couple of the songs there for you. If that works.
Thanks for doing that, though, for the kids. Because seriously, kids these days don't get to be kids, you know? Like, a lot of them have to be little adults, and it really sucks because, I don't know, kids can be magical.
A lot of kids are forced to put the big boy pants on, like, at the age of 10, 12, 13, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not right.
It's okay to be big. Yeah, it ain't. A lot of the fathers are getting locked up, you know, and it's like they have to come in really early. And, you know, I watched that happen to my oldest son, and, you know, I did 50
the years. Pressure of it all.
Now that I've been here, I go back into the jails and the prisons to try to help out and talk to those guys.
Go outside. Let's go pee.
You know.
Just a little more of the chaos. That couldn't be done quieter for some reason. I guess they're moving stuff out of the basement right now.
Or putting guitars into the house, actually.
Oh, bringing guitars into the house.
Yeah, Chris is going to the Motley Crue concert. He's not getting his Jeep full of guitars.
Oh, I see. Okay, then.
Pretty smart, eh?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore. I'm terrified right now. I'm trying my best to be with you guys, but it's insane over here.
Yeah, well, let's reschedule this appointment where I can get you some MP3s and we'll get back live on air and we'll talk about them.
Well, I have you, though.
Back to work.
Do you guys have, like, a bunch of gigs coming up or anything that you want to promote?
We're going to be, the 17th will be in Sun Valley. The 20th of June will be, or wait, the 24th of this month will be in Ramona. And that's all on our website. And then the 25th will be in Oceanside, doing a big thing called Unleashed. And then we'll be up in Hollywood on the 20th, and the 23rd we'll be at Maximum Exposure, the guy that hooked us up with this interview. So we'll be over there for Trevor Blair's thing, rocking King of Kings on the 23rd. And we'll be at the Whiskey on the 20th for the Music Awards.
Wow. The Whiskey. I've always dreamed of playing that place, you know. Dreamed of it.
Yeah.
I'll probably never get there, but I've dreamed of it. I have no idea what it looks like on the inside. I should, because I've seen pictures, but...
I've been on that stage a couple of times and just accepting nominations and awards and stuff, but I only got to sing along to one of my songs to that system. I'm like, this is going to be cool, so we're playing up there next month. That ought to be fun. Never played in Hollywood before, and our first gig will be there in King of Kings, so it's going to be pretty cool. Looking forward to it.
Wow. That's just... See, but you were standing on the stage. That's just one of those places, I don't know, to me, when somebody says the Whiskey, it's like shivers, you know? Because I've heard so many people have played there, and it's just like, it's got to be like the coolest stage. The feelings, the residual energy of that stage must be incredible. That's all I can think of whenever I think of the Whiskey. And you're going to play there. You're so lucky. Like, seriously. I wish I had your music to play today. That would have made things so much better. But it's just a chaotic day. And I didn't get them in time.
Hey, if you can go on Reverb Nation, just go to In the Midst and grab a download off there. You can play right now. It's free.
Yeah, but I have to have the email that backs it up. That's the only problem. It's like legal ramifications or whatever. If I have the email, it's like, this is where I got it from. You know, if I wasn't supposed to have it, this is the person who gave it to me, you know? Like, I'm covering my butt and also trying to cover your guys' butts because that's important too. You know, like everybody's butt has to get covered in this business, just because.
Well, you'll just have to come on down to the King King for Maximum Exposure and watch us play it live.
That's far from Winnipeg, though. I don't think I could probably hitchhike that far. I don't think. And then it would take me like forever to get there, too. Hitchhiking. Because you can't use the dog sleds because it's like spring here now. All the snow's gone. Rick just said we don't have dog sleds. That's okay.
That'd be pretty cool.
They are, but nobody uses them much. We have cars. Shh. Don't tell your country. Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? You go back to work. We'll do this next month. I'll have your music so I can play that before you call in. And you can tell me about all the shows that you had this month.
You got it.
Sound like a plan?
That sounds good. And plus, we'll be finished with our studio project we're in right now, so I may have some new stuff for you by then.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. That'll work, too.
All right, well, we'll talk to you. Thanks. Thanks for having us on, and we'll talk to you next month.
Okay. You take care of yourself.
Bye.
Thanks, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. It's just too crazy over here to do this. Seriously, fear. I love living in the city, just not in the band house.
I love living in the city. I love living in the city.